Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this all started when Unofficial Mills, the website, got some birthday messages for me on BBC Local Radio for my birthday. And while they were doing this, we have discovered this week that quizzes on local radio are truly amazing. We played you the one from Radio Stoke yesterday. With Evelyn.
Motorists in which country suffer the most vehicle breakdowns? Sorry, which county, excuse me, suffer which most vehicle breakdowns according to a new survey?
I haven't got a clue.
Sorry?
I haven't got a clue.
No, I just may have helped you then. Which county?
Which county?
Yeah, have the most vehicle breakdowns.
Stoke-on-Trent?
Sorry?
Stoke-on-Trent?
No, sorry?
Stoke-on-Trent?
No, that's not a county. That's...
Oh, right, well, I don't know then. I think...
You can't really give her any more clues than actually telling her the answer, can
no.
you?
No.
Oh, no. I'm lost.
Sorry?
I'm lost on this. Because I'm not a motorist.
Go. So it's not as far as Kent.
It's not as far as Kent.
Sorry?
It isn't as far as Kent.
No.
No, I haven't got a clue.
Sorry?
I haven't got a clue.
Guildford. What county is Guildford in?
Guildford?
Sorry?
Essex? Sussex?
No.
No, I haven't got a clue.
All right. Sorry, am I going to have to tell you?
Mm.
Sorry?
I think you are.
Oh, sorry. It was sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry. 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 If only we could give clues.
It's all right, don't worry.
Right, I've got another one, which we found. This is from Danny Kelly's show on BBC Radio WM in the West Midlands. Now, remember, when you're listening to this, this is only question one of the quiz, okay?
Okay. Question number one. Where is the cornea?
Where is where?
God. Where is the cornea? C-O-R-N-E-A.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Who's that giving you the answers? You're not allowed to have cheats. So you want to play your joker?
Yeah.
Right, if you play darts... Do you play darts?
Now and again.
Now and again. What do you get 50 for? Where have you got to get the dart on the dartboard to get 50?
Board of bullseye.
Yep, so now you know that. Where's the cornea?
Bullseye. 25.
No, it's... No, the bullseye is 50.
Yeah. Oh, 25. But, yeah.
So the cornea is...
25.
It's on the 25 bit of the dartboard.
Yeah.
No, it's on the body. It's on the human body. So, bullseye, where's the cornea?
On the board. board of bullseye.
No.
25?
No, it's nothing to do with bloody darts. No, the clue there was in bullseye.
Oh,
it's actually on the body. So where's the cornea?
25.
Do you work, Gareth?
Pardon? Yeah, I do, yeah.
What do you work as?
Scaffolder.
Scaffolder?
Yeah.
Any scaffolding ever fallen on your head?
Not yet.
No. Whereabouts on your body would you have a cornea?
25.
On my head?
Yes, somewhere on the head. We need to sort of localise it a little bit more, please.
Eyes.
In the eyes, yes, is the right answer.
Yay! 25.
Podcast.
Radio 1. Right, I need to say sorry, really, about yesterday's events.
Yeah.
That I revealed. But what did I tell you?
Do they find the defendant, Tracy Lynette Barlow, guilty or not guilty of murder?
Not guilty. I knew it.
Well, they couldn't say anything else, could they?
It's all over, Deirdre.
Tracy Barlow, you have been found not guilty of murder. You are now free to leave the court.
I don't remember it happening like that last night as I was watching it.
Now, before everyone texts in going, she was guilty! Yes, she was guilty. I just played you the alternative ending. This is what actually happened.
Have the jury reached a verdict on which they are all agreed?
Yes, we have.
Do they find the defendant, Tracy Lynette Barlow, guilty or not guilty of murder?
Guilty.
This is not right. What are they talking about? We've got
no!
to be scrambling for Tracy.
No, you've got it wrong. You've made a mistake.
I knew it.
Order, please.
David, sit down.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's what actually happened on the TV.
You don't have to tell me. My jaw had hit the floor at that point.
Now, is it me, or did they not really make that much effort with the alternative ending? Do you think they just did it like, right, we'll rattle this off a couple of minutes, just say not guilty, and then we can all go home. Is that all right?
Not guilty.
I knew it.
Well, we couldn't say anything else, could we?
Let's all go home and have a nice cup of tea. Another thing we noticed on the Coronation Street trial, Blanche has got one line, and she uses it willy-nilly, whether Tracy's guilty or not.
Guilty.
This is not right. What are you talking about?
We've got
to be scrambling for Tracy.
No, you've got it wrong. You've made a mistake.
I knew it.
Well, I knew it. And...
not guilty.
I knew it.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.
Right, thank you very much for everybody getting in touch with emails and texts. We get so many of these now. With you playing along at home or at work on Radio 1's Innuendo Bingo. Every time you hear one of the DJs say something a bit rude, then you text me when we come on air, or you can just simply send me an email and tip me off.
Or very rude in the case of some, obviously.
That wasn't so much an innuendo as a genuine mistake,
I know,
Mark.
I know.
My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So we've already got... Coxie's quite on this a lot, isn't she?
You can always guarantee if you're looking for filth, Coxie will deliver at some point.
We got this one from her.
Oh, it's a biggie, that one, isn't it?
Yep.
We've also got Colin Murray from last night.
Love Welly.
Sorry, Colin?
Love Welly.
And Edith from earlier today. Thank you for spotting that one.
Don't make them too hardy.
And then Chris Moyles, potty mouth, this morning.
But then he was just doing it to me off the air as well.
And another one from Moyles.
Stays in there, Rach. It stays in.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Selectively.
Watch us. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.